Hello everybody, I'm going to be talking today about GoldWave, which is an inexpensive audio editing program. Costs about $50. It runs on the PC. I'm running it now with NVDA. It also runs with JAWS. This PC I'm running is running Windows 7, but it can run on Windows 10 without any problem. And this is the program that I use to edit the Vibug meetings, and I'm actually using GoldWave to record this demo. And I'm not going to go into all the technical aspects of GoldWave and how it works. What I just want to do is play some audio clips for you to demonstrate the power of its editing capabilities. And GoldWave is not the only program that you can use to do audio editing, as you'll find out today during the meeting, but it's the program that I use and it's the program that I prefer. It's very accessible and I think pretty intuitive to use. So let me play clip number one.
Kind of pulling the peanut butter off the bread or off the knife onto the bread.
Now that's a clip from the Cooking in the Dark podcast, which I produce for ACB Radio. And as you can hear from that clip, that's Dale Campbell, and he's making a little mistake there. He wants to say pulling the peanut butter off the knife onto the bread. So what I just decided to do was go in and fix that clip to correct his mistake. So here is the edited version of that recording.
Kind of pulling the peanut butter off the knife onto the bread.
So as you can tell, that was a pretty smooth edit. I'm going to play another clip from him where he makes another mistake and where I fix that mistake. So here is audio clip number two before editing.
Okay, y'all. I'm putting about a quarter, about a quarter cup, third cup.
I didn't necessarily have to edit this clip. I'm just doing this for demonstration purposes. You could have left this the way it is. But I did edit it, so here's the edited version.
Okay, y'all. I'm putting about a quarter cup, third cup.
The next audio clip I have is a recording from a Vibug meeting with Steve Dresser, who many of you know. So let me play the original clip.
Mish, I think one thing that you may want to take into account, and I'm not sure how you would do this.
Now, listening to this clip, there are three things that I want to fix here. The first one is there's a little click at the beginning of the file. And there's also a little pause with some silence at the end of the file, some dead space. But the main thing I want to fix is Steve says, I'm not sure how this would, and then he says, how you would want to do this. And so I want to remove the how this would and just leave the how you would do this. Let me play the edited version.
Mish, I think one thing that you may want to take into account, and I'm not sure how you would do this.
The final clip is from an interview that was done with a friend of mine a while back down in New York City. And let me just play the initial clip here.
I guess it's this view that that blind people don't really need to be literate, and I have a real issue with that. I learned Braille when I was very young, maybe 4 or 5 years old, and I do everything with Braille.
There's a couple things that you notice about this particular clip. First of all, that she starts off by saying I, and she says that a couple of times, and she's kind of, speaking as she's thinking, trying to decide what she wants to say. Here's the edited version of that clip.
I guess it's this view that blind people don't really need to be literate, and I have a real issue with that. I learned Braille when I was very young, maybe 4 or 5 years old, and I do everything with Braille.
So that's just a small sample of what GoldWave can do. It's got a lot of other effects like reverb and echo and things that you can add to recordings that I'm not going to demo today. And of course, this demo that you're hearing today has been edited with GoldWave. So now I'm going to return you to the Vibug meeting already in progress, and I'd be happy to take any questions. I'm going to be talking today about GoldWave, which is an inexpensive audio editing program. Costs about $50. It runs on the PC. I'm running it now with NVDA. It also runs with JAWS. This PC I'm running is running Windows 7. But it can run on Windows 10 without any problem. And this is the program that I use to edit the Vibug meetings. And I'm actually using GoldWave to record this demo. And I'm not going to go into all the technical aspects of GoldWave and how it works. What I just want to do is play some audio clips for you to demonstrate the power of its editing capabilities. And GoldWave is not the only program that you can use to do audio editing, as you'll find out today during the meeting, but it's the program that I use, and it's the program that I prefer. It's very accessible and I think pretty intuitive to use. So let me play clip number one.
Kind of pulling the peanut butter off the bread, or off the knife, onto the bread.
Now that's a clip from the Cooking in the Dark podcast, which I produce for ACB Radio. And as you can hear from that clip, that's Dale Campbell. And he's making a little mistake there. He wants to say, pulling the peanut butter off the knife onto the bread. So what I just decided to do was go in and fix that clip to correct his mistake. So here is the edited version of that recording.
Kind of pulling the peanut butter off the knife onto the bread.
So as you can tell, that was a pretty smooth edit. I'm going to play another clip from him where he makes another mistake and where I fix that mistake. So here is audio clip number two before editing.
Okay, y'all. I'm putting about a quarter, about a quarter cup, third cup.
I didn't necessarily have to edit this clip. I'm just doing this for demonstration purposes. You could have left this the way it is. But I did edit it, so here's the edited version.
Okay, y'all, I'm putting about a quarter cup, third cup.
The next audio clip I have is a recording from a Vibug meeting with Steve Dresser, who many of you know. So let me play the original clip.
Mish, I think one thing that you may want to take into account, and I'm not sure how you would do this.
Now, listening to this clip, there are three things that I want to fix here. The first one is there's a little click at the beginning of the file, and there's also a little pause with some silence at the end of the file, some dead space. But the main thing I want to fix is Steve says, I'm not sure how this would, and then he says, how you would want to do this. And so I want to remove the how this would and just leave the how you would do this. Let me play the edited version.
Mish, I think one thing that you may want to take into account, and I'm not sure how you would do this.
The final clip is from an interview that was done with a friend of mine a while back down in New York City. And let me just play the initial clip here.
I guess it's this view that blind people don't really need to be literate. And I have a real issue with that. I learned Braille when I was very young, maybe 4 or 5 years old, and I do everything with Braille.
There's a couple things that you notice about this particular clip. First of all, that she starts off by saying, I, and she says that a couple of times, and she's kind of, you know, speaking as she's thinking, trying to decide what she wants to say. Here's the edited version of that clip.
I guess it's this view that blind people don't really need to be literate, and I have a real issue with that. I learned Braille when I was very young, maybe 4 or 5 years old, and I do everything with Braille.
So that's just a small sample of what GoldWave can do. It's got a lot of other effects like reverb and echo and things that you can add to recordings that I'm not going to demo today. And of course, this demo that you're hearing today has been edited with GoldWave. So now I'm going to return you to the Vibug meeting already in progress, and I'd be happy to take any questions.
One difference, GoldWave is what they call a flat recorder. You cannot do sound on sound with it, I don't think. Right, Tim?
No, you can't do multi-track, but you can mix. You could record two separate sounds and then mix them together.
But it does have all those effects features that you can use that studio recorder doesn't have.
First off, what did you mean when you said sound on sound?
That's where you record something and then record another track while listening to what you just recorded. You sing a song, maybe sing the melody, and then you play it back, and while you're playing it, you sing the one of the harmony parts, and it records that on top of it. And you can keep doing that over and over again and add as many parts, drum parts, guitar, whatever you want to add.
So that's where something like Reaper comes in, is that right?
Yes, Reaper would be a multi-track, or even Audacity, which is free, is considered more of a multi-track editor. GoldWave, things like GoldWave and SoundForge would be considered more single-track editors.
So when you're actually editing, so if you're doing this demonstration, what's involved in terms of actually taking out a couple words? How complicated it would be for us who are not experienced with using it?
It's actually pretty easy. So what you do is you have a start marker and a finish marker, and your start marker is your left bracket key, and you would put that at the beginning of the piece that you want to delete, and then you'd use your right bracket key to put that at the end of the piece that you want to delete, and then you can actually preview it before you do the edit to see how it's going to sound. So it's actually pretty easy. It's kind of like running a tape recorder on steroids, but you know, an old cassette recorder on steroids. It does have, there are JavaScripts for it, but, and yes, it's fully accessible. Yeah, it is fully accessible.
Once to delete a portion of the audio.
Authentication has new window.
And if you find out you have deleted it by mistake or something, can you bring it back?
Yes, you have multiple undos. You can do up to, you know, 1,000 undos if you want to. I wouldn't recommend that, but yes, you can. You can undo if you delete something by mistake. That's not a problem.
That license is for lifetime.
The license is for lifetime. There's two licenses, actually. You can get for $20, you can get a license for a year, or you can get a lifetime license for, I think it's $40 or $50, and it allows you to lifetime upgrades of the program. So
it's 40.
Maybe you said this already. Is the latest version of GoldWave accessible?
I'm using version 5.7, but yeah, the latest version is accessible and runs under Windows 10.
If you were just, you know, recording, you know, simple voice, and maybe also with another person, when would you do stereo versus just doing things in mono?
I don't think you'd have to do stereo unless you're using a stereo microphone setup. If you're recording on your computer, you know, if it's just voice recording, you really don't need to necessarily record in stereo, and it's not going to make a difference, like I said, unless you've got a stereo microphone plugged into your computer. If you're using something like the Blue Yeti, which is a USB microphone which sells for about $70 and has a couple of different pickup patterns, and that actually has a stereo pickup pattern.
But you could, if you're using a mixer, you could be sitting in a room with somebody.
Yes.
And each of you have your own mics, and you could make a stereo.
Yes, recording. You could.
Or if you're recording music, of course.
Right.
One thing I was going to say about stereo recording, and I use this all the time, when I do phone interviews, I record myself in one channel and the person on the phone in the other. And what that allows me to do is to set separate levels on both channels, because sometimes you'll find that the person on the phone is much softer than they should be, or you may be louder than you should be. So you can independently turn down the volume on each of the people in the recording. The other advantage is, let's say you're recording somebody that's, say, fiddling with a piece of jewelry, and so you're hearing this clicking in the background while you're talking, you can mute that part of the recording so it doesn't come out. Or say they clear their throat. You can get rid of that even if it happens while you're talking. And once you do that, you then turn the recordings into mono, and what you get is a recording that's been thoroughly edited in both parts of it, but you don't ruin one part by fixing the other.
And somebody was asking Steve about when you were talking about studio recorder, about the transport device that you're using in the control room. They were asking whether or not that's a separate piece of hardware.
Yes, that is a separate piece of hardware. It's called a control surface.
Control surface.
It communicates with the computer by, what is it? It's RF, I think. It's like a wireless keyboard, yeah. And so that's why I can keep the transport in the studio with me, even though the computer is somewhere else.
And that reminds me of another really nice feature of GoldWave, that you can, let's say you have a script that's beautiful, you want to read it, and you want to have music in the background. You can do two tracks, and it's not easy, but it is very doable. You can make it so that the volume of the music goes down while you're talking, and when you pause, the volume comes back up to normal, and when you start talking again, the music volume goes down again. It makes for a nice, very professional recording.
A good example of when you use that is, say, you have a theme song for your show. Theme song comes on, 10 seconds in, you start talking. Another use of that would be a promo, where you have music that starts the promo and then that fades down and you say what you have to say and you finish and up comes the music again.
My general question was, is for those who just want to dabble with this, what would be the best free recorder? What the most versatile free recorder would be for us to just try before we invest it in something?
Well, it depends on whether you want to edit. If you want to just record, probably virtual recorder would be great. But if you want to be able to edit it, I don't know that there's anything better than GoldWave for an inexpensive one.
Some people like Audacity. I don't know anything about it. I've never used it, but it's certainly a very popular recorder.
And that's free?
Yes.
Yes, I believe so.
Yeah, that's free, and there are JavaScripts for it.
Yeah, I tried to use it. I found it confusing and gave up very quickly on it, but that doesn't mean it isn't good.